Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Donations of food, clothing, blankets, and diapers have been pouring into Boston City Hall and other locations in the city this week. They're being sent to people in Texas affected by Harvey. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on the city's Help for Houston drive.
They're coming from Back Bay, Brookline, and Roxbury, from Medford, Woburn, and Fitchburg. All day yesterday, people came to City Hall with bags and boxes of supplies, blankets, and food. Diane Yanuskas came by train from Malden with several bags of clothes.
The men's clothing is my husband. He passed away a few years ago. We're just sitting in the house, so give it to them, blankets, sheets, socks, but I'm sure they can use it down there. They need the stuff. It was so sad on TV to see those people. This is devastating.
My name is Perry Chen, and I live in the city of Boston.
Tell me why you came down.
Oh, I came down to drop by some unused T-shirts for hurricane victims. It's a terrible natural disaster, and obviously we must always be mindful of those who have lost everything. And for those of us who have some extra stuff, we can always give it to those who need it more.
I brought Huggy wipes, I brought water bottles, shampoo, conditioner, pastas, sauce.
Priscilla Wast brought all that over from Watertown and says it's the least she can do for the people of Houston.
There's a strong need down in Texas, and I just felt we could be in the same position anytime soon. So whatever we can do to help is hopefully appreciated. I'm sure that it is.
And Claire Goodwin came from Brookline with a shopping bag full of toiletries from a local pharmacy.
The plea for donations to drop off at City Hall was convenient for me to do. And I think to myself, what if it happened here? You know, in Boston, if we had 50 inches of rain, what would we do? What would we do?
That question is on a lot of people's minds in this coastal city. But in City Hall this week, the focus is helping Houston. City Hall workers and volunteers have spent the week sorting the goods, packing them into boxes, and then labeling them to Houston with love from Boston. Peter Barbuto is the head custodian at City Hall, who's helping organize the drive. He says the response from the public has been impressive and important.
Especially right now, the country's a little bit divided, and I think this is bringing people together. We as Americans, and when we have situations like this, we always come through. And I think we see that here.
Boston's Help for Houston drive will continue collecting clothes, diapers, blankets, and food through today at City Hall and other locations around the city before they're trucked down to Texas tomorrow. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner has already thanked Boston Mayor Marty Walsh for the effort. And Steve Coachman, a Boston City Hall custodian working on the drive, says he hopes it sends flood victims this message.
Don't give up. Help's on the way.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.